Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio at beunique.org. We have fun and give away a different free gift each week. All you have to do to get the goodies and join in the fun is call us now at 1-516-418-5651. You can also join the show and get chances to win by sending us an email at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Gene. Happy Monday, buddy.
Yeah, happy Monday back at you. How you doing?
I'm good. I've recovered from that massive yard sale we had.
Wasn't it amazing?
It knocked me on my butt for a minute or two. We had a lot of people that we could introduce to Be Unique, a lot of people that got some amazing bargains for their shopping. I don't think we're going to do this again before January. Now, you and I might take part of the yard sale on the road after next weekend, because we're not doing the farmer's market until next week.
Yeah. I don't want to take the books, though, because they're too heavy. Let's take some lighter stuff.
No. We're only taking one thing at a time, one or two things at a time, and that's it. The light stuff. The really pretty stuff. So,
yeah. Well, it was a great weekend, great yard sale. And today's yard word of the day is?
RSVP.
Oh.
Which is also our topic for the day by special request. So, I've moved our topic of memorable birthdays to another time, although I really did want to tell you about my ninth birthday and my encore birthday.
We could real quick, because I'll bet you that whoever was putting the birthday gathering together, if there was one, was asking for RSVPs when they were doing
exactly.
it.
So, you know, I guarantee you that when my mom gave me my ninth birthday, which was so unusual, we didn't have birthday parties outside of the family, because my family, there were eight of us. I mean, we didn't all come at once, but there was a total of eight children. So when she had a birthday party, we pretty much were it. Maybe a cousin or two and grandparents, but very, very seldom. I remember my mom throwing me, my parents, I should say, a birthday party for my ninth birthday, had all the classmates come, and we even took the remote kids home afterwards. And then I had a 16th birthday party, but all of my sisters didn't get a sweet 16. I don't know why I did. I guess I was sweeter, or maybe they wanted to sweeten me up. I think they wanted to sweeten me up or something. I don't know.
That was it.
Let's get this bitter old Mary out of here. When we do our birthday show, I'll talk a little bit more about that one. That was very memorable for not so many pleasant reasons. But let's move quickly to our trivia question.
Yes.
Which company invented the traditional red and white Santa using the colors of their product, and they still use Santa Claus for their advertisements? If you know, call the number. What's the number, Gene? I'm doing something else at the same time.
Give us a call at 516-418-5651. Or you could even reach out through email at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com.
And the first hint for this question is, this product is the most widely distributed product on Earth. The only two countries in the world that do not sell this product are North Korea and Cuba.
Wow.
Mexico consumes more than any other country, almost twice that of the United States.
Wow.
So if you know the answer,
and
give
this
us a call.
Was related to, and this product was related to the red and white Santa that we have the image of?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, excellent.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a real hard one for people to figure out if they just, well, when they get the next couple of hints, I'm sure they're going to get it.
Okay.
And
which
they might
the
not.
Point,
who
though?
Knows? It might be really, really hard. So anyway, our word of the day and our topic of the day is RSVP, which is an acronym for a French word, répondez-vous, or French phrase, répondez-vous, s'il vous plaît. And that simply means, please respond.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean when you get an invitation in the mail or the email, and you see RSVP. In fact, my husband had a conversation about this with me the other day. There was a situation at his job where they just threw out some information and he missed it. But it's because he looks for the RSVP in the subject line. If it's really important, they want the people to respond immediately.
I see.
Or
I see.
And if the RSVP is not in, he thinks it's just an informational email. It's not
right,
an
but
important
he can check
one.
Later. Yeah.
Right. So it's very important for people to understand when you see RSVP, it doesn't mean let us know if you feel like it. Let us know if you're coming or just don't, you know, it doesn't mean show up unannounced. It means
right.
We need a head count. We need to know how many people are coming to, you know, whatever it is, if it's a free event or
mm-hmm.
a paid event. You still need to have a head count. I mean, especially in today's time, when we're dealing with, you know, like with Green Gables, a lot of their events have no admission charge. However, they have to manage the number of people at any given time going
mm-hmm.
through the house or on the property. You have to maintain social distance and safety protocols. So if you have 1,000 people show up the day of an event, it's an overload. You can't do that. You can't manage that. So
right.
even if it's a birthday party for a 9-year-old, you want to know if there's going to be 20 kids coming or 2 kids.
Well, sure. It's only fair because you want to have stuff for everybody to be there, but you don't want to have 4 cakes if only 2 kids are showing up, for crying
exactly,
out loud.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, it's only fair. It's like just manners, you know? Hey.
It's exactly. It's good manners. It's good etiquette. And we've had a conversation about that before, too.
Mm-hmm.
How important. I was just going to say how important good manners are and consideration for others.
Sure. Absolutely. In everything. I just was thinking about the birthday party throwing moms that I dealt with. I was a party guy for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Renting out like party stuff, inflatable things and all that. And I'll tell you what, these poor party throwing people, that was a big thing because they would invite like the whole class and they wanted to be, you know, have enough popcorn and cotton candy for all the kids, you know. But they also didn't, they could have done something completely different if only 2 kids were showing up. And
right.
Everybody had that problem. People just weren't RSVPing anymore. They just weren't. And I.
And you don't
want to
make.
Phenomenon.
You don't want to make enough popcorn or. You were a hot dog guy for a long time.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you couldn't expect people to RSVP, but you kind of had to get an idea how many people were going to show up on a given day.
Mm hmm. What you
and
kind of
if
expect.
You, yeah, if you're hosting a party, and you don't know, do I buy, you know, 500 plates or do I buy 5 plates worth of food?
Mm-hmm.
That it's very ill-mannered to not respond when you've been asked to. And
it is.
I think a lot. Well, in fact, we have had situations with Be Unique, and I wish Lynn were here already. She could attest to this. You know, we have volunteers. We're 100% volunteer driven, but even volunteers, because this is a business. Be Unique is a nonprofit business, but it's a business. And the fact that we are a business means we need to behave as professionals. And most people do. But we've had issues in the past where we send out an email and say, hey, we're doing an event. This was pre-COVID, of course. We're doing an event. We're going to be there from 9 to 12. We'd love to have you come out and, you know, you can be on camera. Say if we were doing an event coverage, you could be our guest MC or our guest interviewer or whatever. We just need to know if you're coming. And so many people didn't even respond to the email that when Lynn would send this out, she would have to put on the bottom, please respond so I know you've gotten this mail. Because we don't want to be sending email to a dead mailbox. We don't want to be sending requests for fun stuff to do when you're not going to be there. You know, it's just crazy. You there, Gene?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I was just thinking about that. And I think, you know, I think a lot of it, honestly, and I'm thinking back to my party days on that I think people sometimes will avoid RSVPing maybe because they don't want to go and they don't feel like they want to make an excuse, but they feel like they have to, perhaps, you know, because instead
and
of
you
just
know,
saying, I won't be there, you know.
I would rather people tell me no, like today, okay, all this week we're doing something that I've opened my house up for all week long, except for tomorrow. We're creating things, getting ready for the next event. And I sent out an email and I said to about, I don't know, 8 people or so. And I said, let me know if you're coming and about what time you're coming. Well, only one person responded with, I can't be there until Thursday. And that's fine. I'd love
right.
to have her here on Thursday. But nobody else said, I'll be there every day. I'll be there when I can. I'll let you know if I'm showing up. Nobody else
right.
bothered.
Well, now I'm going to be guilty of that. I honestly.
I know you're
I
guilty
have not
of that.
Responded.
I'm letting you know.
I know. I was going to let you know later, though. See,
I'm throwing you right under the bus, buddy.
No, it's cool. I you know, I definitely am that person that you're speaking to. And it's true. You know, and you kind of would like to probably have an idea of whether, you know, if you decide you want to go to the store, nobody's planning on Friday, so maybe you'll go that day kind of thing. That's what the RSVP is about, and I understand
that. Yeah,
and
for my situation, mostly it was because I wanted to know whether or not to buy cookies.
Oh, see, there you go.
You know, I know if Gene's coming, there better be cookies at the other end of the trip. That's his incentive to drive his car.
Well,
am I right?
I do like cookies. That's one of them, yes.
Well, I assume you will be here at some point this week.
I am. I was thinking, you know what, I'm just not sure because I've got so many things, fun things to do. And generally Monday, sometimes I do it Sunday, but I think I'm going to do it today now because I haven't done it yet, is figure out what I'm going to do. I will be there either on Wednesday or another day, except Tuesday.
Well. Let's hope the cookies last because I bought.
Wow, you know what? We just narrowed it down to Thursday and Friday, or Friday.
I bought Christmas cookies. Why? Yeah, Wednesday. Are you gift wrapping?
I don't. I think so. You know, I was thinking about that too. Is I've got some wands here at the house and some material. I might if I go gift wrap and make a few wands, and then I could come up there another day. Then I could do everything.
Yeah,
we'll have to see, huh?
Well, let's just hope the cookies hold out for you.
I'm sure they will be fine.
They make more every day, you know?
Yeah, well, speaking of cookies, here's a tip for anybody. If you're giving parties, experienced party guy, speaking of cookies, If they don't RSVP, get a couple of bags of cookies that are sealed up from the store, some Oreos or something, and keep them in the house. And then put the good ones out, and if they didn't RSVP and they run out, you're covered at least.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good tip, Gene. That's a good tip.
So,
all right. Well, we're at the end of our 15 minutes. I did get a message from Jennifer. She and Lynn are going to grab a sandwich before they come. Jennifer feels bad eating my food. I buy it for people, but she just feels bad. She doesn't want to take away from my stash because I always buy good food. I've got grapes. I got some of those yummy vegan bites. They're really good. And I got a bag full of like trail mix, but it's made with dark chocolate chunks. It's really, really good. I don't buy the cheap stuff.
No,
and then
no,
I've got some Christmas cookies.
Well, I've always had good ones there.
Yeah. All right. Well, did you bring your recorder?
I did. Would you like me to play a little something while we go?
Yeah. Play us out of here. At some point when you are here, Jennifer sent me a link to some specific music that we can use. So we'll have to go over that together side by side and figure out what we want to do next.
Sounds good.
All right, Gene. Tomorrow, folks, we're going to talk about the difference between tarot cards and oracle cards. So tune in at noon every weekday Eastern time right here on Blog Talk Radio. Or if you don't know how to access this, go to our website. You can click over and get straight to the show. Or you can call in and listen. 516-418-5651. And Gene, I'll see you later on this week. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.